The next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Steve Peichel. The Scarlet Knights will be the number 14 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament and begin play on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern time against Ohio State. Coach Peichel, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing very well. Can you please start us out with an opening statement, and then we'll go straight to questions for you?
Excited about the opportunity to go down to D.C. Won a big game the other day, give us a little momentum, you know, on our way down, and obviously have to play a terrific program and a terrific coach in Ohio State. But quick turnaround here. We'll have a good game plan, hopefully, and we'll play well.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
Your first question is from Jerry Carino, Gannett, New Jersey.
Hi, Steve. Good morning.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing well. So your team, having played Ohio State down to the wire out there, how much does that help these guys confidence-wise, or how much is that as a teaching tool? Does that factor in at all as you get ready to play them again at a neutral site?
You know, I mean, I think any time you've played a team and we were in the game on the road, I think, you know, you learn from it. You learn from some of the things you did well in it, and you learn from the things you didn't do so well. You know, they're different, and we're a little bit different, too, from that last time, you know, that we played. So hopefully we'll play with some great energy and playing in a neutral site here and coming off a win for us, which we desperately needed. Maybe we can get down there with a little bit of a positive vibe.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Sam Hillman, Scout.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Sam, good, thanks.
Good. Hey, Deshaun Freeman and C.J. Geddes were guys that weren't even available. C.J. wasn't even a part of the roster for last year's tournament. How much of a difference can they make and have they made for you down the stretch with what they've done?
Well, I mean, obviously C.J. came in here and took a starting position, and you know our front court was depleted last year, so to have a guy, you know, with his size and his basketball IQ, you know, to come to the program, he's given us energy and he's given us a passer and a lot of different things. So, and his experience, too, he's a fifth-year guy that is coming from a winning program. You know, I think he's been invaluable to us. And, you know, to have Deshaun back and when he's good and when he's on top of his game, he gives you, you know, a scorer and a guy who could rebound in this league and, you know, gives you, again, some more experience that we certainly didn't have last year. So both of those guys, when they're playing, you know, together, you know, have given us a huge boost to our front court.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Keith Sargent, NJ.com.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good, Keith. How are you?
Good. Your Stony Brook teams always seem to be playing their best ball, you know, come tournament time. Two-part question. One, can you channel any of that experience and maybe pass it on to your team? And then, two, just from this year's team, as many close games as you've played, I think 10 of the last 15 have been decided by single digits. Have they learned anything from playing as many close games as they have?
Well, I mean, I think we've learned a lot from the season. First of all, this league is awesome. I mean, from top to bottom, I mean, as competitive a league as I've been around, and I've watched other leagues too. I mean, you know, every team is capable of a huge run here down the stretch, and you know, so really challenging schedule we've been through with a new team. I think we've learned a lot, I mean, about the ways to lose. I mean, we have lost a lot of games from the free throw line. I think we've gotten a little bit better in those areas. I think we lost a lot of games because of our turnover problems. I think we've eliminated some of those kind of issues. And, you know, you hope you can be consistent on with, you know, with those things. And the games that we've won, we've made free throws and we've taken care of the ball. Those have certainly been two huge issues for us. But, you know, my experience is, you know, at Stony Brook, I think going to some of what we're trying to do here in the postseason, and you know, but we got to play well, and we have to have everyone on the same page, and it's a quick turnaround here too. We found out, you know, late last night. I think we've been in the office, and we're trying to, you know, come up with a great game plan against a real talented and well coached, you know, Ohio State team. So we got to do a lot of things well, and we got to execute two down the stretch. But we're a 40-minute team. We got to play 40 minutes. You know, the beginning of games have gotten us at times. The middle of games have gotten us at times. the end of games. We're a 40-minute team with not a lot of margin for winning and losing, as you know. So we have to play terrific basketball for 40 minutes. And so we tried to focus on when we've been able to do that, we've been able to come away with some good results.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Aaron Brightman on thebanks.com.
Hey, Coach. Wanted to ask, since you last played Ohio State, you know, the offensive numbers have definitely improved. Like you said, turnovers have been down, shooting percentages are up. Is there anything you specifically attribute to? Is it more them just kind of better understanding how you want things on the offensive end, or is there anything you're seeing on film?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, our turnovers have been a huge thing, and that was hurting our defense, too. Obviously, it was hurting our offense. We were turning the ball over and allowing other teams to score off of our turnovers, so it was hurting both ends of the floor. I think, you know, we've done a good job in that, and, you know, we tried to do a better job with shot selection and getting guys to be a little bit more comfortable. We moved some guys around position-wise. You know, I think we've put a few guys on the floor that are capable of shooting the ball, and that's opened up the floor a little bit for us. And, you know, I think we've just gotten better with our whole roster, and I know our record doesn't indicate that, but as you guys know that follow us closely, we've improved. We've improved, and, you know, one of these days we're going to put it all together, too, in a game, and hopefully that our best basketball is yet to be played here.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Steve, I'm wondering, when you look back on that Ohio State game, obviously Cam Williams had a big night against you, and he hasn't shot the ball well since then. How much do you focus on him as you get ready to play Ohio State?
You know, I think it's like any team that we play, you know, they have a lot of good players. I mean, Loving always scares me. I mean, Tate. Lyle, I mean, Thompson killed us, I thought, in that first game, too, and Williams was great. So, you know, it's not just one guy. I think it's the collection of all their players, and we got to do a great job of making it difficult for them to score. We're not the greatest scoring team, obviously, in the country, so our defense has to be on point with all their players, and they all cause different problems for us, and especially the way he shot the ball that night. But you know, they're very capable at a lot of positions. They got a lot of answers, you know, on the floor that they could put in on any given day. So we got to be prepared for all of them.
And as you've prepared for Ohio State and you've looked at those last couple of games, like Jaquan Lyle did almost nothing for them, kind of coming off an injury. He's had a couple of decent games of late. What sort of problem does he present, and how much do you pay attention to him?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's really a good player, and when he plays, you know, at a high level, which he's capable of, they're a very difficult team, you know, to beat. And I think you're right. The first time we played him, he wasn't, you know, at his strongest, and I expect a great Lyle. And you know, he's a playmaker, too. He makes plays for him. You know, I think he makes guys around him better. So he's one of those players in the league that when he's got it going, it really helps, you know, helps his teammates. And obviously, he becomes a tough, tough guy to guard. I mean, he can shoot threes. He gets to the free throw line. I mean, he's got the package offensively. So, you know, he's a major boost for them when he's got it going. And we have to do a great job of making sure he doesn't have one of those games.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach Pikel, we appreciate your time this morning. We will see you in D.C.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.